Grace to you and peace from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, everybody, it's October. We've reached a new season. A season that we all dread, but a season we're all used to. I speak, of course, of politics season. See, November is right around the corner, and so therefore, it's politics season, which means everything is a scandal. No matter what happens, it's a scandal. No matter what. If you watch enough television, if you see enough ads on the Facebook or whatever, everything is a scandal. I'm not talking about a specific party. I'm saying everything is a scandal. So help me, if an earthquake happens, it's some politician's fault somewhere. I just don't know where or why, but it's their fault. It is a scandal. Everything is... We are so blasted with this that at times a politician comes out and they don't have a scandal, and our immediate thought is, what are they hiding? Why don't I know about what they did wrong? We're used to it. The word scandal is one of those words. We don't want to be a scandal. We don't want to have a scandal. But to some degree, it's thrown at us so much that we almost get used to it. We almost get desensitized with it. To say it another way, we get so accustomed to the idea of a scandal all around us that we almost get comfortable around it. We get comfortable around scandal. We get comfortable around sin. And before long, we begin to integrate sin and feel comfortable around sin, that we begin to not even point it out or not even think about it. Instead, we find ourselves going the exact reverse of the way we should. We find ourselves thinking what is evil is good and what is good is evil. We start asking those big questions. What's the big deal with whatever it happens to be? What's the big deal with having a live-in boyfriend? What's the big deal with all of these things that are going on? What's the big deal with sin? Who cares if I get overly angry and abusive? What's the big deal? We find ourselves getting comfortable around sin. It's like it's part of our DNA. And all of a sudden we find ourselves in a world that is full of sin, and the makeup is full of sin, and we find ourselves even being pressured by the world around us. And that temptation to fit in, that's a strong one. It's a very strong temptation. But we're Christians. And so we want to be careful not to cause a scandal. Not a fake scandal, not something that's made up, but an actual, real scandal. See, the word scandal, it actually means to cause to stumble. And it's actually all over our gospel reading today, but it's translated in such a way to kind of point out certain things. So it's translated different at various points in the text, but the word is still there, to cause someone to stumble. We don't want to cause one of these little ones to stumble. We don't want to cause anybody to stumble. We don't want to get too comfortable with the idea of sin that it causes somebody to stumble. Jesus is very harsh against this. It would be better that a millstone get tied around their neck and they get tossed out into the sea. That's pretty harsh. Millstones weigh several hundred pounds. I don't know of a whole lot of swimmers that could swim to the surface wearing a couple hundred pounds extra. Maybe there's some out there, but I don't know of any. But then we have other questions. So we talked about one, but then we have more questions. What about these little ones? I know a lot of times we look at a text like this and we go, oh, he's talking about the little children. But believe it or not, the referent here is actually not children. It's people that have little faith. Do not cause somebody who has a little amount of faith to stumble. Don't cause somebody to stumble with your sin. But you know, there's the other part. Is he talking about sin? It's really easy to say, oh, Jesus here is talking directly about sin. And in a way, it kind of is. But not in the same way you think of. That's not to say that we're on board with sin. No, sin is evil. It's vile. We're against sin of all manner. But notice what Jesus directs our attention towards. He directs our attention toward repentance and forgiveness. The word repentance means to turn. It means to turn from sin to God. That's what the word repentance means. To turn. And notice, Jesus says, even if your brother comes up to you seven times. Now, I wanted to have turn. I could have written it out seven times, but I thought that might be a little tedious for a sermon title. But you get the idea. To turn. And as Christians, we are called to a life of forgiveness. Now, I'm not talking, because it can be hard to forgive. In a lot of ways, as Christians, this is one of the most challenging things that we do. When someone has wronged us, when someone has done us wrong, it can be hard to forgive. Maybe even a struggle. Maybe even something that we struggle with in our own lives. And yet, to know that we as Christians are called to a life of forgiveness. Where repentance is, there is forgiveness. I'm not saying it's easy. But also realize that this all comes from the fact that we receive the same through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We receive the same. It is us who goes to our Heavenly Father how many times a day? Seven? More than seven? Every time, Lord, forgive me, an awful sinner. And it's there that we receive that beautiful forgiveness won for us on the cross by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, this is challenging. Yes, this is hard. It might even be something that you have to work towards, but it's still something that we as Christians are called to do. In the midst of repentance, we are called to give freely that forgiveness that we so readily also receive. So we venture out. We venture outside of the doors. We venture out into the world, and we might say, wow, we have the faith the size of a truck, but really we don't. Even if it's just the faith of a mustard seed. It is the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that we are forgiven. Knowing that our Lord and our Savior died for us, died for our sins and for our salvation. And it's in that that we can venture out to also have a life of forgiveness. Not just forgiveness for ourselves, but even forgiveness for others. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, please stand.